USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden said he's the only choice in 2024 because he's smarter than most Americans.
I know more than the vast majority of people. I'm more experienced than anybody who's ever run for the office. And I think I've proven myself to be honorable as well as also effective.
In an interview on MSNBC, Biden, who's now 80, was addressing why his age isn't a factor to hold the job of president. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending quick response teams to a state's southern border ahead of Title 42 expiring on Thursday. Abbott is expecting a huge surge of illegal immigrants to stream across the border once the COVID-era policy is no longer in effect. They're celebrating in London after King Charles III was officially crowned. The historic coronation took place at Westminster Abbey for Charles and Queen Camilla.
Bless, we beseech thee, this crown, and so sanctify thy servant Charles, upon whose head this day thou dost place it for a sign of royal majesty.
The coronation comes nearly 8 months after the death of Queen Elizabeth II. The favorite in this year's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte will not be racing, and for owner Mike Rapole, it seems all too familiar.
I'm devastated about my friends and family back at the hotel, who I need to tell that we have to scratch the Derby favorite. It's almost deja vu all over again.
In 2011, he had to withdraw Derby favorite Uncle Mo the day before the race for what turned out to be a rare liver disease. Forte has been scratched due to a bruised foot. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is the latest Republican to join the call for spending cuts to be the only way the debt ceiling is raised. McConnell joined 40 other GOP senators in signing a letter that was sent to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, saying the debt ceiling will not be raised unless there are budget reforms. The U.S. could default as early as June. This is USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
It pays to be a whistleblower.
The largest sum ever paid out by the Securities and Exchange Commission to a whistleblower, $279 million, has been awarded to someone who provided important information in an enforcement action, although the agency did not say who or what case it involved. The previous record was less than half of that, $114 million in 2020. The money comes from a fund set up by Congress and financed through sanctions issued by the SEC. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The writer's strike has entered day five. The strike has brought Hollywood TV and film production to a halt. Nearly 20,000 members of the Writers Guild of America are picketing today outside Southern California studios. That includes the Disney and Warner Brothers lots in Burbank, Sony Studios in Culver City, and the Paramount lot in Hollywood. At issue for the writers is improved pay in the streaming era and a guarantee they won't be replaced with artificial intelligence computer systems. Shaquille O'Neal is joining a group looking to buy BET Media. The NBA legend is part of a group that also includes rapper 50 Cent. Other groups that include celebrities like actor-producer Tyler Perry and musician and business mogul Sean Diddy Combs are also exploring bids for BET Media. BET Media Group includes the BET and VH1 cable networks, along with BET Plus streaming service. The Mega Millions jackpot is growing. After no one picked all six numbers correctly in last night's drawing, Tuesday's jackpot will be worth $83 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.